housing market in the big cities is heating up again. Second-hand home sales started picking up again last year, and since Spring Festival, prices have soared. At the bottom of this renewed optimism for the property market has been a push by the central government to stimulate demand. This has included not only lending rate cuts, but also reduction of minimum mortgage down payment from 30% to 20% for first-time home buyers. But as things continue to heat up, the country's central bank appears to be taking measures to avoid a housing bubble. Recently, the PBOC and the Shenzhen branch of the China Banking Regulatory Commission held a meeting with 20 commercial banks in Shenzhen to discuss risks related to mortgages held by homeowners in the southern city. Banks were told to conduct stress tests on their home loans due to concerns on the quality of debt and how this may lead the housing market to overheat. Regulators also said that they plan to audit banks that had extended home loans too quickly. In Shenzhen, for instance, the price of new homes in February skyrocketed by more than 70% to 48,100 yuan per square meter year on year, which is the highest price the southern city has ever seen. The price of second-hand homes in Shenzhen also set a record with 52,600 yuan per square meter. Regulators are also mulling over rules that would end the practice of home buyers taking out loans to cover down payments. Central Bank Vice Governor Pan Gongsheng said non-bank lenders such as developers, real estate agents and P2P websites have increased risks to the financial system and the property market, saying they will not be allowed to run financing services without a license. Employees of banks in Shenzhen and Shanghai have also said regulators have asked them to step up their scrutiny on the sources of borrowers' down payments.